praise God, and welcome to Revival Today. Today's message is revealing the secret of God's mystery.
Somebody say, revealing the secret of God's mysteries. The Bible tells us that there's a lot that's going on in the kingdom. And there's a lot going on in society. But God wants the people to know that if you're on his team, he's going to tell you his plan. As we've gone through the service this morning, we see that people are going through things. But God wants us to know that he wants to reveal his secrets to us. But the only way he can do it is we have to listen to his voice. And the only way to listen to the voice of God, you have to be willing to go where he say go. Sometimes what we want to do is we want to move in our own strength. But when you're on a team, don't you know that you don't always get information until the coach gives you the information? The coach has to go away and plan. He has to plan for the enemy. He has a plan to win against them. He has to study them. Now, I believe that people of God are going through things in their life where we're all being challenged. Don't you know, even if you're saved or not saved, there's things you're going through right now. And don't you know that God has a plan for you to make it so that you are more than a conqueror? But we have to understand that God is going to reveal some things unto us. But we have to be listening to his voice. So this evening, during Friday, we began to pray all night. And God had his way with us Friday night. Give God some praise for that. There was a mighty movement in this place. Don't you know, in order to be on a team, you can't just show up when you want to. You have to know the plan of the team and move together and get together. God is trying to get rid of that spirit of running off on your own. God is trying to make people so that we be ready to do the plan that he has for us right now. Too often we think of eternal life as being in heaven. Our eternal life, however, has already begun. It is here and now. Turn to somebody and say, it is here and now. I'm going to take you somewhere this morning with this word. Our life eternally has already started, even though we're not already gone in the spiritual. So I'm going to take you somewhere with this word. God wants you to know, I want you to turn with me. The scripture's a little early, so I'm going to change it up. In Genesis 1:26 is where I'm going to start. It says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. Now, this is what it says. In the scripture, it says, let him, he began to say, when God created the heavens and earth, he said, I'm going to make man in my image, and I'm going to give him dominion over all these things, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Say, that creepeth upon the earth. I want you to see something. When God created us, he'd given us everything we needed for the here and for the after. The scripture tells us in the word that it says that he said, I created you in my image and I gave you dominion. What does dominion mean? That means you have authority over it. That means you have dominion over some stuff. He didn't only give you dominion over the creatures, but he given you the authority of the world. Now, where we've gone wrong, people, is that we begin to think of ourselves as individuals rather than children of God. And we figure that we don't need God to get where we need to go. And that's why there's so many people struggling with the spirit of suicide. So I'm going to take you somewhere with this word. Let's go to Job 11:7. Let me find my scriptures here. Here we go. It says, can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? I want you to know that there is a depth that God has for you to discover. And I'm going to tell you right now, as I go into King Nebuchadnezzar, where he began to go before his prophets for an answer. God wants us to know that if we're on his team, we have to get ready for what he's ready to do. So there is something that we need to be willing to discover. Haven't you ever tried to look for something? Say you're trying to find your shoes. You've been there. You look under the couch, you look over here. You have to find out where it is. The word of God is a mystery to common man. Until God reveals himself to you, everyone don't understand the word. They look at you with like they have four eyes. Because the word is just a religious thing. But to have a personal relation with God, you have to be on his side, meaning that you have to understand that he's trying to get us ready for his will. So let's go to the next scripture. Daniel 4:18 says, this is a dream which I, Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belshazzar, tell me about its interpretation. Inasmuch as none of the wise men of the kingdom is able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able, for a spirit of the holy God is in you. Turn to someone and say, you're able, because God is in you. The Bible says right here that he turned to the king, and the king went to his advisors, and none of them had the answer. So all of a sudden, the king came to him and said, I know you have the answer because God reveals things to you. How many of you have been in a situation where God has spoken to you? God has an answer for you and I, but the thing is the devil is trying to intercept the path. He's trying to get in the way of your blessing because you're not trying to allow God to lead you and guide you in all your ways. So the king here went up and he began to say, I know somebody that is in favor with God. And this is where I want to take the church right now, is I want to get you to understand that. If you don't decide to change who you are and how you've been operating, guess what? That's why you're going through the things you're going through, because you are not going to the chief. He has a plan for you. He understands what the enemy is going to do and how he's going to attack your family, how he's going to attack your career, how he's going to attack your finances. And then you, instead of going to the one that knows all and he has all the mystery, you go to your friends. You go to the therapist. You go to everyone but God. In the scripture, in the beginning, when God created man, it says that he made him and us in his image. Now, what does that mean to be made in his image? Don't you know that no dog, no creature on earth can build a car like we can? When's the last time you've seen an elephant make a car? God has given us authority and knowledge and understanding. There's no creature on earth that can do what you and you and you can do. But yet then the devil shows up with something over your life and you can't hang it. You can't handle it. And God is saying, I've given you the authority over all things. Turn to somebody and say, I have authority over my issues. See, but when, give God some praise on that. where the problem shows up is that we don't realize that when the scripture says that I'll give you life and give it to you more abundantly, we're looking for the hereafter. But God said that life can be good right now. And it can't be good right now because guess what you're doing? You're in your problem and you're crying and you're down and out. But it says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So God is trying to get us to realize that we have to get out of traditional things and get out of religious things. And if you're going to be on his team, you have to show up to practice when he say, be there. Nobody wants to be in Bible study, but everyone knows the word. Nobody wants to be on time for church, but everyone wants to be in the game. God is saying that this is not okay because guess what? The devil is doing a work right now and he's all up in your business. And instead of you getting on the plan of God so that he can reveal his secrets, we're doing what we want to do and God is not pleased with us. How many want to see God grow you spiritually? See, you're seeing where people with much success and much wealth are still shooting up with drugs. They're still committing suicide. Why is that happening? It's because, guess what? When the Bible says that when God created man, he said he breathed into them, and then they became a living soul. We became a living soul. So guess what? Part of you is from God. So it's not going to work right when you're not in the Lord. So you're wondering why you're perplexed. You're wondering why you're not happy. You're wondering because it's like a car without oil in it. I know you got gas in it. But you ever have that check engine light go off with them old cars? I don't need no oil right now. I can make it. I've been there. I sat there and said, well, you know, we can make it. I remember my father, he was telling me, we had this old car, and he said, listen, y'all need to put some oil in it every 2 days. That's how bad this car. And we got the car, and we were like, well, we're going to do it. Dad, let us have it. We all were riding around all the time. One night, we didn't have the money, and we decided not to put no oil in that car. And we went riding up the highway, hanging out with our friends, rolling. And someone said to me, well, Mark, why don't you put oil in it? Because you remember, because they hang out with me all the time. They say, you know you need oil in the car because you know how it acts up. I'm like, that's fine. We'll be fine. Guess what happened? We were out on the highway at midnight on the side of the road because the car just shut down. Now, think about this. Then all of a sudden, I got on the phone and said, let me call Dad. And what do you think he said to me? Did you put oil? You see, and I was afraid to go to him because I already was given a plan and I didn't operate in it. You see what I'm going with this word? God has a plan for you and he said, I'm giving you instructions and you're not operating in it. And then when you get stuck, you call on him and say, Lord, make a way for me. He said, I already did. I provided you with a word. Instead of us understanding that he has provided us with a word and provided us a team to be part of, we're going through things on our own. So let's look at the next scripture. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servant, the prophet. See, God reveals and does nothing until he reveals it to you. Now, this is where I'm going with the word of God this morning. How many want to know what God's going to do for your life? He desires to bless you, not harm you. But sometimes what we do is we get around others, and instead of going to the Lord's counsel, like the scripture says, he reveals his secret. But instead what we do is we call up our friends on the phone and ask them, what do they think? You ever been there? Call up your friend on the phone. Oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about it? Well, I'm not going there anymore. I'm not going to church no more because they fake. They ain't living right. They ain't doing nothing right. And I'm trying to tell the people of God is, don't you know the real thing don't feel good to the flesh? The enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's going to intercept the past. He's going to try to come in the way of your blessing. And instead of you understanding that God is with you, you're not listening to his plan. So it says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals a secret. So that means if he revealing a secret, how does a secret work? I bet you if I ask the kids, how does a secret work? They'll say, you tell them like this. Is a secret designed for everyone to hear? The Bible says in the last day, it says, broad is a way that leads to destruction, but narrow is a way that leads to what? Life. So in order for you to truly to be a man or woman of God, you have to be in tune with the word of God and understand how the word operates. Now, when you want to hear God reveal something to you, guess what? You have to be on the team. Uh-oh. You know how we do even today. Well, I quit the team. Well, I'm not. I'll come when I want to. How many of you have been on a team where you had a real good, tough coach? That's why. How many of you have ever been on a team? Raise your hand. You know why? You know how I can tell who hasn't been on a team? Because they're that way even sometime in their own life. They don't know how to be greater than themselves. I remember when we started doing sports. Guess what? Sports works like this. Is if you're on my team, you're missing, we might not win. And we as people, we get so selfish. We say, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, when you do what you want to do, everyone around you feels. Now, why is this important? Because you're raising families, your husbands and wives. You have a job. And why is it important? It's because when you do these kind of things where you don't care about the ones around you, guess what? Now they're affected because you were on the team of life where you gave up. And God is saying, I have something for you. And instead of you showing up to receive from the Lord, you went into your own things and now your children are suffering. You went into your own thing and now your marriage is falling apart. You went into your own thing and now you're unemployed because you walked away from the job that God has blessed you with. Because like the brother said, he didn't want to be still. When God grows you up, he doesn't put you in a situation that is called easy. Instead, he puts you in a situation that's called blessed. Give God some praise. When you're in a blessed situation like Israel, when God delivered them out of the hands of the enemy, guess what? They were in the desert. A desert is a dry place. It's a place that you don't want to be. But guess what? When they got free from Egypt, what were they doing? They were shouting. Ooh, 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 ooh. You know how we do. Is that right? You ever get away from something? I know when I was young, this is how we were. You had a job, you didn't like the job, and you left the job, and you're like, yeah, I'm out of here. And you're telling your boys, I'm out of here. Like 2 weeks later, hey, they call you up, hey, you want to come to movies? I ain't got no money. The church is this way. This is how we are, even as people. Don't you know that God is trying to make you? He's trying to take you to another level. Now, what is that level? When you understand the secrets of God's, the word of God, what this does, it gives you peace when there is none. He shows up in the middle of your situation, and he shows you a way out. So let's go to Matthew 13:11. I'm not going to be much longer. How many of you are enjoying this word? It says here in Matthew 13:11, it says, Jesus answered them, To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. Turn to somebody. To them it has not been granted. To them doesn't mean the kind of religion you are. I don't care if you're a Catholic. I don't care if you're a Pentecostal. I don't care if you know the Pope. The Bible, I used to tell my friends all the time, you show me in the Bible where it says the word, you got to be Catholic. Show me in the Bible where it says you got to be Pentecostal. Show me in the Bible where it shows you got to be Methodist. What it shows me is that you got to be saved. Now, in order to be saved, guess what? You have to know that you need to be saved from something. Too many times we want to come to church and jump around and be part of something big. But guess what? When you're on God's team, even though you go with a few good men, guess what? You're going to find out you got a team of winners. Like, see, that's why Gideon had a big army, but God reduced it down. And now all of a sudden, he was victorious because of his newfound team. I want you to know that, like the brother said earlier, God is with you, church, and he's with us. But like the brother said earlier, when he mentioned the word conservative, his way of thinking, democratic, because, you know, liberal, I need you to understand where God is trying to take us right now. These places are not holy. He's trying to get us to understand that these words have nothing to do with them. They were made up. God wants you to get in a new zone where his word can be heard, not where the politics of the land. Why I preach this way? Because the church is being divided and broken down, and people are finding themselves lost. Children are going without mothers and fathers because hate, because of hurt, because of brokenness. We're breaking up our families, church. So when it says, Jesus answered them, to you it has been granted to know the mystery. Turn to somebody and say, to you, you have been granted. Now that's awesome. To hear someone say, guess what? I'm granting you. Now, what I want you to do with that word, I'm granting you life. I'm granting you peace. I know you were up in the midnight hour where you could not sleep, but God is saying to you right now, I'm granting you rest. God is saying that if you continue to be on my team, or you go with me even when you don't want to show up on time, or you get up out of your bed and stop being lazy and say, I need to be in the place that God wants me to be so that I can hear his plan for my life. But we can't be in the plan of God if we don't want to be in his sight, in his presence. I'm on team God. How many of you on team God? Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Don't wait till the problem's gone. No, like it says in the earlier scripture, he's already brought you here. You don't have to worry about, I'm trying to get to the hereafter. How about the here right now? Right now, I'm happy. Right now, I'm satisfied. Right now, I have joy. Right now, I have victory in my situation. Right now, I'm remarkable because I'm unbreakable. This is what God has promised you. Too many times we come in on the team like this. But this is why a team has cheerleaders. You say, why are them girls in the corner cheering? It means something. It means something when someone's cheering for you. The angels are cheering for you. When they see you going in the direction of the Lord, and you say to yourself, I'm going to do what he said to. And I know right now it's hard because it's hot. You're in the desert. You're in your storm. You're in your valley. But when you hear the angels yelling down, hey, you can do it. 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 You have the victory. You're more than a conqueror. Give God some praise. But to them, it is he has granted it unto you. So God is talking in your ear. He's not talking loudly. He's not talking loudly. I know there's something going on in you. And I need you to understand, like when we were in prayer, we took an hour to get into the secret place. You know what a secret place is? A place where only you can go. And the secret place is where you keep your secrets. Guess what? A fool reveals their secrets. If you give your secrets to the enemy, they'll kill you. And know what we're doing that. You're calling up friends. Yeah, they look like your friends, but the devil intercepted the message. So you're like, hey, girl, you know, I'm not going to church today. Yeah, you know, because I was watching somebody and they sing and they ain't saved the way they need to be. The devil just intercepted your blessing. Hey, man, I'm not going to church anymore because, you know, I make that money now. I'm blessed. I got good money. You just let them intercept the counsel, your blessing. And this is why, as we look at our lives right now, people are lost without hope. And I want you to know that if you're on God's plan, on his team, he's got a plan to reveal to you. Give God some praise. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
I hope and pray that you enjoy the message you heard today. Again, we thank you for your love and support for Revival Today. Also, if you want to support our ministry at House of Praise, go to our website, houseofpraisenep.org, and you can click on the donate button and donate to the ministry, because we're doing a great work in the area. We need your support. Bless you, and have a great week.